have not done is very steady, it is sensible. And he must take diksha from Lokanath Goswami. That is Mahaprabhu's order. Then lastly, he took that service hiddenly of Lokanath Goswami. Then one day Lokanath Goswami is thinking, I am every day passing school, but who is cleaning it? Maybe some pig or hog coming and eating. That it is not like that, it is cleaning. I am looking at who is doing it. Then one day he wake up and he washed, not wake up, he washed. Yeah, who is cleaning, I shall see. And in the night, hidden away, he stayed near that place. And he is looking, Narottam coming, midnight, and he is cleaning. Then he was surprised. He heard the character of Narottam Thakur. Not only that, he heard he is a priest. And his father's kingdom in North Bengal. And he knows his father's name also, very famous man. Then he is very shocked, getting such mood. And he called to Narottam. And he asked Narottam, why are you doing this? You are a king, son. So, Narottam Thakur said, Prabhu, I need your mercy. Without your mercy, I cannot live. This is my promise. Your promise is not will take disciples, but by the order of Srimad Mahaprabhu, it's also my promise. I must take your initiation. I must be your disciple. I do not know you will give your mercy when, I do not know. Then Narottam Thakur took him and gave diksha mantram to Narottam. This way 18 times he refused by Lokanath Goswami. And he took the transcendental knowledge from Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Prabhupada Goswami, and many other Goswamis are there that time also. And he learned from them, and he was great Pandit, and looking his qualification in Vrindavan, all Vaishnavas happily, headed by Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu, giving the title to Narottam, that Thakur title. He was that time there, one Narottam Thakur, one Samananda, and another one Srinivas, but not Srivas Pandit, Srinivas. He born in Minda, here, near to Naihati, no, my Srinivas Acharya born? Halisaha. She was there and she was very great Pandit. And she read the scriptures from Jiva Goswami and other Vaishnavas and got that title. Srinivas got title Acharya, Narottam got title Thakur, and Samananda Prabhu got title Prabhu. And after that, Narottam Thakur, inspired by his guru and other Vaishnavas, with the Srinivas Acharya and Samananda Prabhu, they come back to Bengal for preaching the Mahaprabhu's conception. With the Goswami's book, many books, Goswami's book there, Goswami wrote many books there, and the same book Sri Balachan Samananda and Srinivas to Bengal. Here also Bengal, that time many Vaishnavas is there, here, and they are also eager to read the books of Rupa Sanatana Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and many other Vaishnavas, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath. That Sri Goswami is an Aryas also, Lokanath Goswami, Prabhudananda Saraswati. Many of the Vaishnavas were there in Vrindavan, and all the books, they make copy maybe, and they are bringing for the Bengal Vaishnavas and teaching for Krishna conception in the line of Mahaprabhu. And that time, Narottam Thakur also come back. In Vishnupur, here in district Birbhum, Birbhum district, there, Vishnupur, there was a king, but king was dacoit, mane gunda, and he had many gunda, and he is mane robbering, doing robbery. But kings have one astrologer. Every day he is giving some instruction, go there and do robbery, like that. And that astrologer, looking the road position, telling they are going to car, bullock car, going that way, and full of that car, going some jewelry. And Raja Birahamir was very happy to hear that, and he done a robbery there, and took all the charms, all the charms. And Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur Samananda Prabhu was very sad and cannot rest. But by the order of Srinivas Acharya, Narottam Thakur gone back to Rajshahi, they are setting his drum, and he is preaching there. And Samananda Prabhu also gone back to Minnapur, and he is preaching there. And Srinivas Acharya told, I shall not go back now, I shall try to trace where is that trunk. And he stayed in Vishnupur, and he suddenly heard in the assembly of Raja Birambir, evening Srimad Bhagavat will be explained by someone great Pandit. And where he is living, that is one Brahmin's house, and Brahmin said, I shall go, will you go? You can go with me. So Shiva said, yes, I shall go. I am also interested for the Srimad Bhagavat explanation hearing. And he also went, that is another history. And when he heard the explanation of Srimad Bhagavat, he told to Raja Birambir, it is not play, child's play. Srimad Bhagavat is transcendental knowledge giving in this earth, for us, and what explanation giving that man. He does not know anything about Srimad Bhagavat. He cannot tolerate his explanation. Then Raja Birambir, he surprised, nobody can tell like this. This man, very thin, but very bright, and he asked, can you explain the Bhagavad? Srinivas said, yes, I can. And he took it, that happened, and he explained 2 hours Srimad Bhagavad there, and everybody was moved, and everybody took his lotus feet. And Raja Birambir was surprised, and he took his lotus feet and told, Prabhu, you are great Vaishnav, great Sannyasi, what service can I do? Where from are you? You are come this way. And Srinivas Acharya told, I am coming from Vrindavan. With me was that song of book of the Goswami, but it is lost. Somebody stolen it. Then Raja Bhinandi said, I am that person, but your all the book is intact in my godown, and I am every day worshipping that book. And Acharya said, why you are worshipping that book? And that king said, yeah, that is my astrologer said, it is all the book is here. My Ganana counting not fall. Maybe form of book, but it is all here, not out. That is I am worshipping the book. Then he took immediate Srinivas Acharya in his go round and found everything is intact there. And he sent the news to Narottam Thakur. And Narottam Thakur that time living in the Khatri Gram, very sad, but he is preaching the confession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And many things writing by Narottam Thakur, especially Prema Bhakti Sangita is very famous in this world. And many songs of devotion, it is coming from Narottam Thakur. And when he heard it, he was very happy. And that time Samananda Prabhu came, Srinivas Acharya, and Jannava Mata, Jannava Devi, Nityananda Prabhu Shakti, he also went that time to Khetori, Kripat Khetori Dham, and there Narottam Thakur installed Sri Krishna, Rukmini Kanta, Radha Raman, Radha Vallabh, and Gauranga, Mahaprabhu and Vishnu Priya Devi's duty. And six duties he installed there in separate temple and made their great puja arrangement and very big festival, one month festival there going, and every day Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu coming in that Sankirtan, and they are dancing, they are doing Sankirtan. Who is fortunate, he is also looking back. When Nityananda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, they are coming and they are dancing here in this place of Narottam Thakur. Then Narottam Thakur again went to Vrindavan, then come back. This way Narottam Thakur living and teaching the conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And every day, everybody thinking he is incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu both. That is, he met many disciples. He is Gurudev, only one disciple met. But Narottam Thakur gave Krishna prema to everybody. And like Nityananda Prabhu, he is not separating. Yeah, this is good or this is bad, this man good, this man bad, not looking that. Who wants to take the Krishna prema? And he is giving him that Krishna prema. And he has that type of power also. He has got power from Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and his Gurudev, Srila Lokanath Goswami. And this way he teaches Krishna consciousness in this world, Narottam Thakur. And from Narottam Thakur, to Vishwanath Chakravarti, son, in this preceptorial line. But Narottam Thakur, to one friend, was there. He was the disciple of Srinivas Acharya, but living always with Narottam Thakur. His name was Ramchandra Kaviraj. He was also like that, a king's son, and he is going for collecting the goat for sacrifice in front of Kali, and 100 goats, sacrifice goats, 100, he collected, 108 maybe, he collected, and coming from, coming, in the bank of river, That way, that road. And there was Narottam Thakur, and Narottam Thakur looking at the boy. Yeah, he is very nice boy and very young and dry, but he is taking goats, many goats of wild. And he asked that boy, why are you taking this goat? Well, oh, my father will be sacrificed with this. Then he sees that Ramchandra Kaviraj, what he had going to do. Mantha bhakta mutra iti jasya mantra vyad adni aham iti manchasya manchasya pravadandhi manishina and loki bhavaya anishya mutra seva and many things he talked to Ramta and Nikavirai and told and convarted and he left the all the goat and joined with the meeting of Narottam Thakur and he took initiation from Srinivas Acharya. There are three living. Who is the circle of Vasikamana? He was living in Manapur somewhere. I shall see. And that Narottam Thakur, Sudhita, and stood there. Narottam Thakur sees Krishna consciousness in very clean way first. That is, he born in the caste of Kayastha. And he took many disciples of Brahmin. He has many disciples from the caste of Brahmins, and that way all the Brahmin section was very angry with him. And they tried to defeat him, but cannot defeat. And they were very sad. Then when Narottam Thakur, he is taking his disappearance, Lila, showing that time, he shown some sickness, much sickness. Then Brahmins, all Brahmins told, oh, it is result of taking disciple from Brahmin caste. He is now invalid and going this way, maybe paralysis, something like that. And everybody dancing in the Brahmin society. Now result coming. And we are looking, the Narottam so hot result, and Narottam Thakur in that way dead. Then disciples of Narottam Thakur, they are very sad and they are not joining with that dead function and they are avoiding. Then disciples of Narottam Thakur, they are asking folded hand to Narottam Thakur, Prabhu, he already dead that time, and they are asking, Prabhu, you are going this way, showing that lila. They cannot understand and they are telling they, it is the result of taking disciples from the caste of Brahmin. So Prabhu, what we shall do? Our all the teaching now gone very down away. If you show this kind of lila, of your passing lila, first time. Then Narottam Thakur come again in that body. And he wake up, and after a few months, then he went to the Ganga and they left his body.
Why do you
think that the doctor has taken Jamin? They are thinking it is sinful work. Jamin is highest, living in highest of caste. And caste is very low caste. Not very low, but low caste. Then lower than Brahmin and Kshatriya. Then they are telling he has done sin, sinful work, then he is getting that type of austerity. But when that disciples all prayed, Prabhu, if you go this way, then they will think it is a result of that. And they are telling now, then you don't show this way your pastime. Then Narottam again comes in his body. This is history. Then Narottam Das Thakur, this happened yesterday. I cannot explain in English properly, but I tried for the satisfaction of Guru Maharaj, something what I know with that five spices. I am doing my business with you. And I, yes.
Body became milk.
Huh?
I heard Guru Maharaj say
that
when he went to
Ganga,
the second time, his body became milk.
Yes. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The second time when he went to Ganga for leaving his body, and body become milk. Yeah. Completely. Yes. That is, no question come for burning. I forget it. Very good. And that way, Narottam Thakur, he shown his deep appearance in this Nandan world. But Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, full mercy and full power of Krishna Prem was in Narottam Das Thakur, in one body. That devotee giving too much respectful affection showing about Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur for us is very merciful. That is, in the Bengali literature he wrote many songs for the fallen soul, and showing himself is a fallen soul, he knows all this. Krishna Lila, Gaur Lila, and also Vaishnava Lila, many things he composed. He was a great poet and a writer, good writer, and great pundit, and Sarvopuri, supremely, he was enlightened with Krishna Prem as Srimad Mahaprabhu and Nityananda
Prabhu.
Vishnu Rupa Manjari Pada Saimar Sampada. This song is Gauriya Vaishnav super song of Braja Bhajan. That song was composed by Srila Narottama Thakur. And when Saraswati Thakur himself disappeared, that time, before that, he wants to hear that song, and he called his disciples, and Guru Maharaj's duty was finished 4 o'clock, that is, Guru Maharaj went to his room for resting. Guru Maharaj is giving every night duty 2 to 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 9. And that time his duty finished, he went for resting, and other devotees come to Prabhupada, and also Prabhupada called other devotees, and that time call again Srila Guru Maharaj. And he ordered to Guru Maharaj, you sing that supreme song of Gauriya Vaishnav, the Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Sai Mara Sampada, Sai Mara Bhajana Puja. After that, Guru Maharaj cannot sing nicely. He was not good singer, a good dancer. He can dance with every song, but cannot sing every song. And he is hesitating, that is, many big Parsada or Saraswati Thakur present there, and Saraswati Thakur himself wants to hear, and Guru Maharaj is not a good singer, that is, he is hesitating for singing. And that time, Kunja Babu was dear and secretary of Srila Prabhupada, and he was as manager that time. And he told, oh, Srila Maharaj is hesitating, he cannot sing nicely. Then that time, one brahmachari was, his name was Pranabalanda Brahmachari. Later he was respected Srila Puri Maharaj, Kalna Puri Maharaj. And he, Kunja Babu, told to Purnamananda Prabhu, Purnamananda Prabhu used to sing. And Purnamananda Prabhu started to sing. But Prabhupada said, "Oh, you cannot understand. I do not want to hear the tune. I do not want to hear the good tune. I want to only hear the song from a person who is dedicated fully with that song." And this was his mood. And he told, simply he told, "I do not want to hear the tune." Then everybody second. Stop. And Guru Maharaj, without hesitation, he started that song to sing. And he sang full song. And Prabhupada was very happy and gave mercy to Guru Maharaj. And that way all his god brothers can understand that Prabhupada now wants to give everybody some charge to this song. And he told someone, "You sing this song, you sing that song." And this way somebody, he told, "It is listed in Gaudiya, who sing what song, who sing." That way. And somebody sing the Tuhudaya Sagara Sarayita Prani Namo Anukutva Sikhaoliyani. Somebody sing Thakura Vaishnava Gaur. This way. All the songs of Narottam Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang. And through that song he gave some charge of that Dipandaya. But he gave charge maintaining the Dipandaya Sampradaya through Srila Guru Maharaj. And that is everybody respecting Guru Maharaj that way also. Narottam Thakur, this day, disappeared from this mandala world. But he disappeared, his line, preceptorial line, still now going to our Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj and other Vaishnavas. And still we are getting the inspiration from many songs of Srila Narottam Thakur, and we are every day chanting someone's song on Narottam Das Thakur. Yes. This is my prayer to Srila Narottam Thakur. He is very merciful for the fallen souls and must give us shelter into his lotus feet. And this our only expectation from Narottam Das Thakur. He is very merciful to the fallen soul. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sasar Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jagannath Das Balaji Maharaj, Balabhadra Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti, all in the line of preceptorial of Narottam Thakur. And we are so fortunate we have got shelter and chance to serve that great, great personality, movement and consistent. Manjagal Vidra Bhakti Kribasin Nidhaya Vajra Bhutanam Pavan
That is Sapta Prahariya Mahabhav. Mahaprabhu is manifestation as Bhagavan in the Shiva's Pandit house. It happened 7 days, 7 Prahariya. That was 2 days, that's 2 days. Actually, Sapta Prahari means Asta Prahari means 24 hours. Less than 24 hours. That time Mahaprabhu whom he called as Lord. And devotees looking, who has faith in Ramchandra, he is looking at Ramchandra. And other devotees looking at Krishna. Some devotees looking as Nishimadi, some devotee looking as Baladev, Jitai, who has faith and affection is that devotee, that form of God, he is looking in Mahaprabhu's form only through his own heart expression and desire in form of duty. Duty not in form of
divine revelation.
Revelation. This happened, but Mukunda, he wants to see, but Mahaprabhu asked, Mahaprabhu is not giving entrance to everybody. Who is coming? He is knocking first. Then Mahaprabhu is telling, yes, he can come inside and can see me as he is locked. Everybody comes, but Mukunda waiting outside of the house of Srivas Pandit. And first knocking, and Mahaprabhu said, who is there? They said, Mukunda cry outside of the house. Oh, Mukunda, he is my job is not good. He sometimes beating me, sometimes taking my feet. Then I shall not give him darshan as his lord. Then Mukunda very, very, very sad and asked to Mahaprabhu, that devotee, you ask Mahaprabhu, when I shall get his darshan, this darshan, Agarbhat, you ask to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu is starting in English. My English is not going to be right.
No, it's English now. It's English.
Yes. Then Mahaprabhu says, after close of birth, he will see me. And to hearing that, Mukunda dancing outside of the house of Srivas Pandit. And it is reported by his devotee. Mahaprabhu asking, now what doing Mukunda? And Mukunda now dancing and chanting your holy name and dancing. And he is dancing, but I shall not give darshan in this bath. Then he is dancing. Yes, Prabhu. Why he is dancing? You ask him. Then devotee asks to Mukunda, why are you dancing? Do you hear Mahaprabhu not doing this? Mahaprabhu told one course of bath after. He will give darshan, but you have one course of bath, it is very easy. See, I can cross. It is not so far I am thinking. In time, the time, you have one course, it is countable. Then I have no problem, after one course of bath, I can see his real form, see his real form as my Lord. Then Mahaprabhu hearing that, Mahaprabhu said, now it can call Mukunda and he will see me. He is close up, but he crossed over within a moment. But Mukunda do not want to come. Mukunda said, Prabhu, what I shall choose? If you not will be darshan, I cannot see you. Then Mahaprabhu said, yes, I am giving the power to see you. For giving Krishna to Arjuna, the question is Yogamastra. Now you can see me with this. Nandanai you cannot see me, but I am giving you transcendental eye, and you can see me now. This is Mahaprabhu also said to Mukunda, and Mukunda happily glorified Mahaprabhu, then you are this is the history.
Crore, or Koti, 10 million. So, Mukunda Prabhu was not disturbed at all by hearing that after millions of births, he would get...
Mukunda Mahaprabhu is conception. Actually, today time is very fast for me. That is, I can go waiting for some very, very important to the marketing, to the object. For marketing. But he is working and he is very busy. I am also busy that way. But today our discussion a very nice discussion. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that discussion also is adjoined with this matter. That is, Sadasana Sharam, Hidayam Bhaktivinam, Jagdisya Manai Harinama Dev, na vikriyatata dhatha vitare, netre jalam rātra viheshu harsha. Ye, we are taking Harinam very eagerly, showing outwardly showing it. We are eager to take Harinam and taking also, chanting with other devotee, chanting with other devotee. But where, why not coming the real form, not appearing in my heart, the real form of Harinam? That is Krishna. Real form of Harinam means Krishna. But why is Krishna coming in appear form in my heart? And that answer also, in Srimad Bhagavatam we are looking, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning that shloka. You thought of Asmasara and Hidayam Bhakti. What we can do, if we cannot do that properly, then result we cannot expect from that. We are chanting Krishna name, but we not make my heart as a field of crop growing field. Crop training, growing, they are necessary some arrangement, and there must be some art and some fertilizer, no other insects or other disturbing the creeper, etc. And it must be free. Then if we put there on seed, that and there some water, then seed will come out as a form of plant. And if we throw some seed over the stone, not their heart, not their any fertilizer or anything, that seed cannot come out without water and without heart and fertilizer, etc. The tree is also stronger and some rain is born that tree. And it's not that any water or the earth, which cannot grow from that place. Our heart, when we are chanting, taking everything about Harinam, but Harinam's measures are coming to us, then we must see there that type of heart we have. We are not planting it properly, and properly we are not making our heart as a place of cultivation. Then we first begin with the first phase, that is the Shraddha. Shraddha means faithful place. We must make it clean with our faith. Then faith, proper sadhusanga, then bhajana kriya, chanting, dancing, etc. will come. But first, we must make our heart as a planted place. Place for cultivation. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when we are not looking anywhere that, then we must see that all is inside of me, and I must try to pull out that stone and must put there some heart and some battle. And what are Sundabhani Yataha? Karo Yukosali. Sanya Anija Dikka, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed that Kodam composition as a song form. He composed Sanya, I am building this Kalpa Dikka from the Goloka song. This is Kalam Kalpatari. He takes the seed and he implanted it already. I am giving to you, but
proper nourishment, this plant just will get the result from that. So this is Mahaprabhu also telling that. Yeah. When we are not getting the result, we must see myself first. Your heart is my fault there. And then I cannot realize myself what is there my fault. Then I must get some help from the expert. And I must something from the past in the you would expect me to say that and that in a structure that's in it. And a Puripramipat means humility. Question. And you must try to satisfy that person. Then he will happily get some instruction to me. And also you can see that kind of circumstances when nothing of it appears, nothing of it kills the Asura-rāj. Hiranyakashipu and his soldiers and his generals, then we see that after finishing his work, he is seated and doing cannot control himself, overflowing his power. And that time, let me that he cannot go to the Hiranyakashipu. And Brahma and other demigods also cannot go in front of the image of the glorious. But they ask him, Prahlad Maharaj, you go and please satisfy the meeting. Otherwise, not possible. Meeting of them appears for your devotion and for protecting yourself, then you first go to the meeting. But when Prahlad Maharaj has gone to Nishinagar, then he fell down in the water street and trying to glorify Nishinagar, took him in his lap and giving nourishment to Prahlad Maharaj. Affection. And that time, Nishinagar said to Prahlad, you do my stuff. You glorify me more and more. Then I shall be more happy. But if you make me happy first, if I am happy, then I can give everything to you. I already given everything to you. But I need more glorification from you. That is what more benefit for you. More benefit will come for you. If you glorify me more, and I know that, that is I am telling you, more glorify to me. That is because all you, all he is in charge. Prahlad Maharaj is in charge. Within the challenge, you do this very good, you get more and more good results from me. But very lastly, he told you, Prahlad Maharaj, yeah, I am very satisfied. You said, Good. You ask some benediction, any kind of benediction from me, you can ask. I am full. Now I am satisfied to see your legacy. I do not want any good in this place. But you do not have to say that, but I am very happy. I want to do this. From me. But Prahlad Maharaj said, not necessary to you. It is sufficient what you've given to me. More than I do not want. This is sufficient for me. I am full of your mercy. But you do not have to. He is not satisfied. He is? That I am very happy. But you have seen me.
And it is also one
thing that
you must ask something to me.
Then,
when?
When?